May your beers taste as free as the tears of eagles. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour crapper show.
That was very patriotic.
Ah, yes.
Oh, happy birthday, America. It's birthday week for America.
Birthday beers. What are you going to get America for its birthday?
Ooh, yeah. Beer.
Beer.
The crowler.
Beer.
Oh, you don't like this? I'll take it back.
Get them a crowler you know they won't like. And you get to have it back. I'm Mikey. Yes,
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We're going to have fun. We're going to drink beer. We're going to talk about beer releases. We're going to talk about some craft beer news we think is important. Listeners are going to call us about stuff and say things and not all those kind of things. We're going to look at our Untappd and see if we remember to check into things this week.
Yes. I mean, nope.
Do all those things and have fun doing it. Before
Speaking
we started.
Of drinking those, beers, yeah? Can we... Open
you
one?
Want a beer? Oh, you
can
want
we
to
open a beer while you're talking about beer?
Okay.
Let's get the beer part of this podcast.
Yeah. Nobody likes us when we're sober. Or wait, or is that the other way around? We don't like anybody when we're sober.
For me, it's both.
So there's
I find I have just as little success drunk as sober.
So there's a 5-minute window on this podcast that's the sweet spot, is what you're saying.
When you find it,
you'll know it.
You'll know it.
This was
you'll know it once you've gone too far.
And you're like, wait a second.
That was it.
To the show by Fontana Jim. Came through, rolled through town, rambled through town, and gave us this Claremont Craft Ales. Claremont is that in LA area. It's a raspberry goes tart wheat ale with raspberries, guys.
Raspberries.
He was adamant about this being a show beer, so I was questioning, this doesn't look very show beer to me, bro. He's like, no.
I like both these words.
You like tart wheats?
No, raspberry ghosts.
Really? You're like, yeah, raspberry goes.
Yeah.
That's one of my beers.
I like Berliner Weisses. I like Gozes. I like... Raspberry is I'm going to regret saying this after I taste it.
I do get the raspberry in
it. It usually doesn't taste medicine-y aroma. Like cherries or...
Oh.
What's the other? Berry.
Yeah.
There's a... We need more plum goes. Mm. I think that's far, like...
I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
When I was a kid, I'd always eat... When I had a PB&J, it was always plum jam.
Yep.
And...
Whoa. That was a standard in the house.
There's only... No,
Paula, is that an Italian thing?
I don't know.
Plum jam.
Plum jam. We always had plum jam.
That... Mm. And yeah, we'd eat the shit out of that plum jam.
It's all grape jam.
No.
Strawberry fills in, because there's only
strawberries,
one.
Yeah, when the grapes are out,
yeah,
strawberry fills in.
You know what I really love strawberry jam is the little tiny packets that they have at the table, like at a breakfast house.
Uh-huh,
the
that's
the best damn strawberry jam.
I never tried that one.
You just suck down a strawberry packet.
This is good. What do you have this morning? You guys got the strawberry packets?
No, it takes three of them to put it on your toast, but for some reason I love that strawberry jam in particular.
But there's only one brand that does plum jam. If you go to the store, I don't see it anywhere else, and it's just the one brand, and I'm the guy that doesn't care for corn syrup too much, and so it stays a pastime where I'm like, one day I'll find... plum jam with real sugar and I'll have it back. Or somebody could just make a plum beer and I'll drink that.
Yeah, high fructose plum beer.
Did you hear that, Scotty B?
Yeah.
Why isn't high fructose beers a thing?
Hey, check out my plums.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
That's the beer name. Somebody can steal that beer name from me.
That's a good one, actually. Check out these plums.
Check out these plums.
Check out my plums.
Oh, I have a hazy IPA name, but that one I'm not going to say because I don't want that one stolen.
You hold that
Dang.
One.
Trademark copyright.
Maybe I'll tell you guys off air. Hey, somebody's already setting off their fireworks.
Fireworks are going off.
America.
Louis interested.
He's like, what's going on? What could I go bark at? There you go.
Hey, yep. Lou.
Is America Day yet?
Lou.
Oh, look at that. Bearded Brewer's going back for a second helping.
Oh, he likes that.
Are you the guy that has to stay home on 4th of July and you're like, no, I got dogs. They're going to freak the fuck out if we...
We're kind of... Our 4th of July's are always a mess. We don't know what we're doing and figure it out at the last second.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to enjoy a front row fireworks show, kid-friendly, please come down to Tioga Square Brewing Company.
We're looking at tickets for the Grizzly Games, and couldn't get three seats together.
Wow.
That's skip the Grizzly game. Bring your own lawn chairs and sit at Tioga.
Oh.
You can play Giant Connect
How
4.
How about does it get in there?
There's plenty of room.
Is there?
It's no Fres-Yes, but there's not going to be 5,000 people. Hey, wow. I was talking about patriotic things. That's not a tangent.
That was for me. That was directed at me. So you like this beer? Fontanagem donated Claremont.
Thumbs up.
Raspberry.
Is this the...
I don't have a problem with it. It's not my jam or anything.
Raspberry. There's only one.
Also, during our tailgate session, catch you up on all the beer.
You cut off here. Matt Spaceball's reference, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody cares.
Firestone Walker Leo versus Ursus Adversus. It's the hazy. It's their hazy version of the Leo versus Ursus.
Hazy.
It's hazy, bro. Yep. 8.2.
Tricked me.
Unfiltered.
Oh, it's just unfiltered?
The rage.
Is it unfiltered or is it purposely hazy?
It just says unfiltered.
Okay. It's unfiltered.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay. Pretty standard hazy.
I was going to pee that one out first if that was the case.
And then a beer donated to the show by Blue Ox. I can't remember if this was a duplicate or not.
We've had a Pale Fire. I know that.
Errant IPA from Pale Fire. Pale Fire is a Virginia brewer. Nice enough pale. Pretty sweet tasting for me, but it was bad. I think you guys like that one, right?
Yes.
It's a good.
For East Coast, bro. So is that the most America beer? Like brewed where the Constitution was signed?
Mm-hmm.
Or where was the Constitution signed?
Philadelphia.
There you go.
I don't know. Not in Virginia? I'm just throwing it out there, man. Okay. All right. So we're all set. We're going. We're rolling. Let's get into some beer culture. And oh, man.
Uh-oh.
It's back. All the indie beer talk is back. Oh,
here we go.
It's back. It's back on. Just when you thought it was going to fade away. The Brewers Association has come up with a label for independent brewers. It is an upside down bottle.
Yeah.
And
it's supposed to be a fermenter, right?
It's supposed to represent how two things.
Are they dumping big beer?
I think it's two or three things. It's supposed to represent how things are upside down, sort of represent like rebel spirit kind of thing, and then how the craft beer turned the beer world upside down. So it's sort of representative of that. So it's an upside down bottle. A lot of people don't like it, but I don't have a problem with it. But basically they're saying any brewer that's, you know, under the 25% rule,
mm-hmm.
what their definition of craft brewer is, which is what independent brewer.
Yeah.
So which what we've gone kind of followed along with, can put these on their labels, cans, bottles, all the labels. And so it gives you a heads up as a consumer. Know like this when you see that label, you know this is an independent beer.
Yeah,
indie beer.
Hang it up anywhere and say, "Hey, you recognize the sign." The only issue I had, which could just be how Full Pint worded their article, it might not be a direct translation from BA, the Brewers Association, but these breweries run their businesses free of influence from other alcohol beverage companies, which are not themselves craft brewers. I have trouble with that sentence because if they have a financial entity that sways the way that they run business, they're also themselves not craft brewers. So I have trouble with that article, but I do understand having a logo that people recognize to be independent. So maybe I'm just looking too far into it.
It's definitely not. It's not perfect. I mean, for it to be perfect, it's you have zero influence and you 100% own the brewery. And that's sort of the perfect situation. But the reality is, for most breweries to get bigger, to expand, they need some help from somewhere.
You need the money.
You need the money, Lebowski. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, Brewers Association at some point had to make a line and just say, you know what, this is enough to where we don't think it's going to influence how you run your brewery necessarily, or how you make your beer necessarily, this 25%. And it had, you know, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect solution, but it's a solution. You know, what better, you know, it's, who can come up with a better one? But I think this is a cool thing for the most part. And, it is tough. You know, like, not everybody's going to use it, whether they're independent. You know, independent, not every independent brewer is going to use it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you just.
Boston Beer Company is already putting it on their label.
And some people have a problem with that because they think Boston Beer Company is too big to be using that. But under the guidelines, the guidelines that they've moved.
Yeah.
They're still independent brewer. They're still a craft brewer. So it's okay. And I think their spirit still, you know, even if they are that big, their spirit, they're not AB InBev.
Well, here's my beef with that. Although I love this idea.
I love gold.
I love gold too. That whole 25% rule, people called bullshit on that when brewers started selling out the first time. They're like, well, who made up that rule? Who are they to say what, you know, they gave no weight to the Homebrewers Association and their made up. So why is this sticker now mean more than the made up guideline that they had before? Like, the naysayers are still not going to believe this, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're like, well, who are they to make up a new sticker to say? And
this is definitely not swaying anybody that's in the beer's beer camp.
Right.
For sure. It feels like they have less to argue about.
All right. Matt's stealing all the aroma. So we better get at this.
Stealing it.
This tastes like a margarita, but. Oh,
I'm going to pour less of it since you said that.
like family get together blended margarita. Not
wow,
not,
it does.
Your aunt made a margarita.
Yeah.
Try this.
No, it's red. It's thick. It's margarita in the blender and everybody's sharing it. But it also smells like an Otter Pop.
Whoa. I'm going Sprite.
This what they're talking about is another Fontana Jim donated beer from New Glory Brewing out of Sacramento. Key Lime Goose.
Another Goza?
Steady. I like as this. She goes.
This is just how this episode's going.
This should be the Old Neat Summer beer.
Woo!
Sprite.
That is limey.
It's
limey.
No. When we say like lime soda, it's like you got club soda and squeezed fresh lime into it.
I do get that Otter Pop, that lime Otter Pop.
There you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. I could just smell
that's my favorite. That's the best Otter Pop.
That's the best Otter Pop?
Yes. Lime Otter Pop.
Grape would always go first, then orange, and then the others.
Grape's like last.
That's
the
true.
The lemonade.
No, that's true.
Lemonade and grape.
Red one. Whatever flavor red one.
Oh, that one goes first.
Dude, if you ever need to get rid of some grape Otter Pops, just give me a call.
All right, I'll let you know. Hey, Matt. What's going on? I got a bunch of grape Otter Pops over here, man.
Who doesn't want to poop blue for a week?
I got an issue. My freezer's just loaded up with grape Otter Pop.
They're in the styrofoam ice chest out front. Dropbox. I Dropboxed you my Otter Pops.
Wow. This is kind of fun to drink.
Ooh, would this be a...
I wonder if I could freeze this.
Would this be a conversion beer? You think you get some non-craft drinkers?
You could sell the shit out of this beer.
Into this one?
Oh, yeah.
Some Mark. This Limerita replacements.
This beer would buy you a new fermenter.
Wow, Save New Glory expands after this beer, then.
I don't really like beer. What do you have? And just be like, here, try this. And they'd be like, oh my God, so good. Oh my God. Can I get like two of these?
Is that what you do with your when you have the cucumbier in?
Cucumbers? I mean, anybody that likes a light beer will drink cucumber. But when we get sour, like like we had a peach noir, a dark sour, or we had a mango goza. Then we had a Berliner Weisse. I think it was a peach Berliner Weisse. We had those, all three of those back to back. Sold the crap out of those beers. People just love it.
Remember that future brewers in town?
Future owners of debt.
Zach's Brewing.
Zach's.
I told him, I was like, gotta make the light crap. People will buy it.
Future owners of large amounts of debt.
Yeah.
You want to listen to the beers that sell.
That should be an association of its own.
Major Debt Holders Association. We now convene.
So I think doing the independent label is a good thing.
I like it. I just hope people believe it now.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it's going to work and if it works out. And it's just that there's something. It's not perfect, but it's something. And the best I think I can do right now to combat the Elysian. I mean, because right now it's just a complete mess. Because Ballast Point and Elysian and Tin Barrel, they're all mixed in. You know, the stores that have craft beer section. And Ballast Point, Elysian, and Timber are all in, like, all in there, just mixed in there. And it just, I don't know what you can do about that, other than put things on the label. It's just like, you're just kind of screwed. Because you're going, a regular grocery store is not going to differentiate like that. A regular guy that's kind of into beer isn't going to, is going to see like, oh, Ballast Point, not going to think about where it's from. Oh, Timber. Oh, Elysian. I mean, it sucks that seeing so much Elysian now, like, you know, pre-buyout, it would have been like, oh, this is awesome, Elysian. And it's just like so disappointing that I can't have, like, have no interest in it now.
So
like,
are you going to trouble your waitress at Red Robin for the list of independently owned craft
not
brewers?
Bother. Yes. Oh, we've got Elysian? No, thanks. I don't even bother at Red Robin anymore. I've given up on them.
What about Chili's? Do we have a Chili's update?
I haven't been to Chili's in a little bit, but I've been having that Founders all day. The last couple times I was in there, they have the Founders all day, which is a perfect lunch beer.
That's actually a brilliant idea for them. Do more things like that.
Yeah. So I guess we'll cover that for now. We'll see, keep watching out for that. If you want to see a good post that really...
Who do you think will be the first brewery we see in Fresno?
Oh, I don't know. Has there been any pre-talk yet at Tioga about this label? Like, how does that work? Do you just, once you do a new, does that cost any more for a brewer to be putting that seal in your logo?
It depends how you have your logos made. Some people, they use like a digital print. There is a digital print that's adhered to the label backing. Those would be easily done. But there are places like ourselves where they actually have plates. They have to engrave plates that do the different colors for the labels. It's a different process. So for us, if we were to destroy plates and create new ones with this logo, there would be a changeover cost. But if it was something that was a digital print, it could just be, you send a new art file and the next batch of labels has it.
Okay. So it depends on your system.
Yeah, it seems.
Or you hire a guy with a Sharpie and have him draw one on each bottle.
Well, almost anything that you have done, imagery, there's like our, with our stickers, they're a 3-inch circle. So anything that fits in that is pretty, you know, pretty reasonably priced, but if we were to create our own shape, there'd be a cost to have a die made for that shape. So if we changed that die to include something else, it could be, you know, a different price.
Our most modestly priced urn.
You got a Rouser on here.
Can I bring in a coffee can as a crowler?
Hey, crowler this.
That could hold pressure.
Yes.
I mean,
indie crowler.
Some indie coffee, crowler. Some old for metal coffee cans.
Coffee IPA.
Were sealed top and bottom.
Mm-hmm. I like where this is going.
Didn't the old Folger cans used to be that way?
Oh, yeah.
They'd come with the rubber lid.
You'd have to pull it off. You'd have to open them with the opener.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, man. Remember that stuff. News from Russian River.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping you were going to talk about this.
For you new brewers out there that want to move to Santa Rosa.
Ooh. Or for the existing 30 breweries already in the area.
Yeah. Russian River is selling their production brew house.
20,000 barrel brew house.
The their OG brew house, not the restaurant. Because at first, that's what I thought in the article. I was like, oh, shit. They're going to move from that downtown restaurant. Not that.
Not
they
the
have
brew
an
pub.
Off-site facility that brews a beer. They're selling that because they're getting that whole Windsor, the new Windsor brewery going.
That's huge.
So mm-hmm. you can actually step in and brew your beer and Russian River's old system.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine all the Pliny resin hanging around in that?
Yeah. Oh, somebody's going to snatch that. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. who's it going to be?
That's going to be huge. That's the equivalent of recording on the same soundboard that Black Sabbath recorded their first album on.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that big hasn't happened since Lost Abbey took over the old Stone, right? Okay. I think that was the last, like, something cool.
But now we're here and we know about this.
Yeah.
like, that already happened.
Yeah.
This is, we're in the current happening of this.
Yeah, they said they're going to, the new brewery should be up and running by early 2018. They're going to spend the better half of the summer of 2018 simultaneously brewing batches of beer at both so they could sample them and make sure that the batch equivalent. Mm-hmm. And then so late 2018, early 2019, the brewery will be a bit available for purchase. It includes the two-year-old brew system, the 50-barrel system that they just put in. But the article I was reading didn't go too far into detail because they only listed off like three fermenters and two bright tanks. So granted, they were like 100-barrel fermenters and 200-barrel bright tanks, but they're like, oh, they produced 13,000 barrels last year and it can go up to 20,000 barrels. And I was like, you need more than five tanks to do that, or especially since they have like 23 different beer brands. So I don't know if they're taking tanks or if they just didn't list them all because they were smaller or what, but it's a turnkey brewery regardless. Mm-hmm. You got a decent layout, a big venue, a 50-barrel brew system, all that stuff is configured.
That's some beer history built into
it. Well, yeah, you know. Maybe they'll leave some Pliny yeast left over and you could just keep cultivating that.
Check out our double IBA, huh?
Call it the heritage model.
Called Whiny the Plunder.
Why doesn't this beer ever sell?
So look out for that, guys. What are you guys? What's going on over there in the culture-wise, Nick?
Hey, you've heard of podcasting, right?
I have heard of this medium of entertainment.
Have you? Well, this is a loaded question. Have you ever collab podcasted, Mikey?
Collab.
I
sure have.
I know you have.
We've had a Dorktown Network get it before.
Yeah. Well, now, 3B Zine Podcast.
What?
It's collabing with San Diego Beer Talk Radio.
SD Beer Talk?
If they were the perfect four, they'd be having to get it.
Yeah. 3B Zine's theme song is... Wait. SD Beer Talk is... And 3B is...
Yeah, that was 100% accurate. Nailed portrayal.
It. Nailed it. You're welcome.
Yeah. I can name that tune faster than Shazam.
It's about time. I haven't heard it yet. Or is it out yet?
No, they're recording on the 6th. And they say if you want to witness this, meet them at
the... July 6th?
July 6th.
Oh, okay, cool. We can promote it.
At the Brew Project.
The Brew?
Brew.
The Brew Project.
Your favorite thing ever.
That would be like somebody making the anti-podcast against me. Like, we're the calling Brew those Project. The Brews.
The perfect brew.
The Brews.
The Brews. We got the Brews.
We're having Brews, bro.
The Brews Brothers.
The Brews Brothers.
Matt and I are starting our own podcast.
Called the Brews Brothers. Brews
Brothers.
There you go. Do it. We'll put you in the Darktown Network. We'll
all right. I like it. So, yeah. Megapod. Mega San Diego collab podcast.
Nice. About time. I was clamoring for that years ago. And I gave up. Now here it is.
Oh, yeah. It's podcasting. It's like opening a brewery. Add 6 months to whatever you think you want to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At Tioga, we got our... We started trying to buy the building in July. We signed the lease in November. We got the tanks in April. We got the bids and permits pulled in late May, early June. And now we're still waiting for something.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I love gold.
This is just for me until you guys go get something.
Damn it.
Wow. That's how it's going to go.
I'm taking top four of this one. So, from my coworker, John Brazy, which was in Santa Rosa recently, which maybe they'll buy Russian River's new brewery from Henhouse. Henhouse Brewing Company.
It's another place you check out when you've done Russian River too much.
Kubrick's Landing IPA. So he's told me, he's all, this is amazing beer. He's all, I got some cans. I'm going to bring you one. Nice. And so I thought I'd bring this onto the show for you guys. I could have just kept this for myself, but I've heard the words hen house mentioned around here before, so I thought I'd be nice.
Aw.
Hmm.
Hey, there's a cock on this. Oh, it's a hen.
That's got that old dank aroma.
Mmm. That's the lemon glass. Let's not use that one.
You mean your key lime?
That too.
It's some pretty good aroma there.
Mm-hmm. Worthy of stealing.
Mmm. This is pretty good.
Damn.
Trying to think of what it reminds me of.
I think they should have a taste off to determine who gets to buy the new or the old Pliny Brewery.
Nope. They have to judge by how good a brewer they are.
So,
yeah.
Mosaic, Motueka, and Mandarina Motueka. Bavaria hops. So the Motueka and the Mandarina, that's where you kind of get like the passion fruit, mango kind of thing going on there. But it's a good blend. It's the Motueka is picking up popularity.
Oh, is
I've
it?
I've seen in the beers.
I haven't heard of Motueka yet. Now I have. Thanks, Perfect Pour.
But that Mandarina totally gives you that almost that grassy melon passion fruit thing going on. Okay.
This is a nice beer.
Mosaic is.
It's very now. Super it's very hip.
Very now.
ABV game, go.
Ooh, shit.
Ooh, that's a good percentage.
six, shit.
6.8.
Okay, brother. Mm,
damn it. 7.2.
Wow. Closest without going over is the brother.
Mm. Oh!
7.2.
Whoa!
Word.
Take closest me nailing it.
Nailed it. Damn.
For once, Mikey didn't guess over, but didn't matter.
I was thinking I was guessing under. So I
well, you were right.
Was right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pale straw yellow. It's not filtered. It's not chunky.
But not hazy, bro. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's not giving me instant heartburn.
Ooh, yeah, let's open Libertine next. Speaking of heartburn.
I was looking at the fridge and was like, oh, we should get to some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
I should take a couple of beers home or something.
We got some Libertines, baby.
Yeah, we do.
This is good beer.
This is good beer.
Good job, Hen House.
Thank you, John Brazy.
Thanks, John Brazy.
He picks good beer.
The Braze.
I guess he has a palate when he's a brewer.
Kubrick's Landing Brewer's sounds like palate. A cool 80s movie that would have like Kurt Russell in it or something.
Is John Brazy also a Pivo Pills guy?
Oh, no.
Because he's a brewer.
No.
Pivo Pills, man. Best beer. Best beer.
What's the 21st Amendment one? Is it El Soli?
El Soli.
Soli? Oh, Soli.
Yeah, that's his.
Oh, so he's being the same, but a little bit different.
And
it's like that weird that brewers always have their plain beer, like mm-hmm. their
lager,
plain
beer Pilsner.
Jam. Like, they just, yeah. I guess they're just sick of flavor.
He was at field work and he was complimenting they had a dry hopped lager. It was a Citra dry hopped lager. And he said it was pretty damn good.
Lager.
He's like, I can bring you back a couple of crowlers. And I was like, dude, I'm like, I'm going there Saturday. And
it does, that would ruin it. Yeah. Ruin
and
the buildup.
Like, I'm all, I don't need. And it's like, I'm all, this hurts me to say this, but I'm all, I don't need more beer right now. I'm still working on some things, AKA my Silva crawlers in my fridge.
Ooh, nice.
But I was like, honestly, I'm going there Saturday.
We could have helped you with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I realized this. And then not even 20 minutes later, my other coworker, Zach, was also at field work, but he was in Sacramento, not Berkeley.
Oh, Sacramento field work.
He's like, dude, I'll either pick the Pilsner or the lager. I'm bringing you a crowler. And I was like, okay, this is a sign.
Fine.
I passed it up the first time.
You are supposed to drink this beer.
Well, you can't have all the beers when you're there. So, you know, get a couple pre-beers.
Yeah. Bring back the stouts.
So. Yeah.
I got the stouts.
What else, Nick? You got any more culture stuff?
Oh, so, things. Also, Society. Remember them?
Oh.
I remember those dudes.
Same article, right?
All right. I'll let Bearded Brewer have that
no,
one.
No. You talk about it. I'm going to eat this cracker.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got a cracker to eat.
They have finally, not finally, like we finally. Go there all the time. They have introduced new beers to their lineup.
Yay. And I want all of them. It's kind of looking out for, but it's nice. News. It's news.
And one of them's in a bottle, so you could actually look out for it. But it's kind of like, wow, we used to talk about Society all the time. Then Mike Sardino left us, and now we don't talk about them anymore. But it was kind of reminiscent to talk about them again. So they got 5 new beers in their lineup, which I guess is kind of rare for them. Hey, look, Zach stickers.
Hey.
Does everybody have a Zach sticker?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we do.
So, good Lord, who wrote this?
Society.
Is it the Fiddler? The Fiddler, the Statesman, the Bachelor on Cashmere, the Damsel, which is a 3.7 table beer.
It's a good old table beer. 7
ABV. And a Thief.
Oh, that's what I've been wanting, table
beer. Table beer, Mikey. I thought of you when I heard that. Damsel. Get you some Damsel. And then the Thief, and I think the Thief is the bottled beer.
And the Thief, what's the style of the Thief?
It is.
Feral ale with locally grown.
Oh, it's the wine.
Grenache Blanc.
Nah.
Damsel is a Belgian style table beer. Yep. And then the Bachelor with Cashmere single hop IPA. Statesman's Pale Ale. And the Fiddler is your San Diego style IPA. So that's the one that you
Fiddler.
Want.
Fiddler. Well, that Fiddler.
Fiddler.
In the wind or whatever.
Fiddler in the wind.
There you go.
Like a candle in the wind.
No.
Like 5,000 candles in the wind?
This hen house is...
It's nice.
It's holding up well. It's even opening up a little
mine.
Bit. Oh, you could...
So I'm pretty cool.
And here's your goal for the summer.
First to empty gets second pour.
Your goal for the summer is to have an accidental bottle share.
All right.
I don't know.
How can I have that goal to be, have an accidental?
I don't know. You got to have, apparently you have to have a bottle with you at all times for this to happen. But Kelly from Who's Craft, she's like, accidental bottle share. I was like, that's awesome. How do you do that?
Yeah, guess, how does an accidental bottle share work? I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people that just have ice chests that in their car at all times.
Man, see? Like, okay. So there you go.
You just kind of leave the house not knowing where you could go.
Nice.
Honey, I got to bring the ice chest. Yeah. I'm just going to dinner. Got to bring it. You don't know what's going to happen.
You never know.
You don't know who's going to be there.
Well, some of it could be planned. Like if you know you're going to Pine and Palm or Spokeasy or something like that, and you just load up the ice chest. Hey, just, you know, put a couple things in there. You show up. Eh, it's not
preview
happening.
Preview of my Bangkok drinking. I might have a story just that relates to that. Just hang on, everyone.
Yeah.
Don't leave the show yet.
Chomping at the bit over here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that's my goal. I don't know how you set up pre-plan an accidental bottle share, but I hope it happens.
Plan an accidental bottle share.
Yeah.
Try it. See how that works out.
I bet Spokeasy is your best bet.
Oh, yeah. I don't see people do that at Tioga. What's going to happen? Where people just bring in other bottles from other...
We don't really promote it, but we do trades.
But nobody's going to come up to him. I mean, obviously you're not, but I mean, nobody that works for you is going to come up to him and say, hey, we don't.
It depends what it is. I mean, if you're popping your 40 ounce chilada,
shitty beers,
chances are we're going to say GTFO.
If they bring in somebody popping Bud Lights, you're like,
yeah, we're just like, hey, we're not about that. If we know that you left to go to the corner store to come back with your
corner store bottle share.
With your high life or whatever.
Corner store bottle share.
We just go, come on. Come on. You know better. Hey. You might as well pee on the side of our building. That's what you're respecting. That's your respect level of us. Yeah.
Hobo bottle share.
I can't get all these beers that are right here in front of me.
That's
can't
what we reserve the alleyway for. You can just right there.
Hey, bro, you got a 40? I got a 42.
But... if somebody does, they're like, hey, just came back from Alvarado Street. Is it cool? And we give them the nod. You know, it's.
It's got to be Alvarado or better.
You look for the independent beer sticker.
Alvarado's the bottom of the threshold.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's anybody. I mean, we get all sorts of craft beer enthusiasts. And whenever we do, beer releases, people do show up with product and they do kind of do some shares and stuff like that. So.
All right. I just want to be clear. I'm sure I've asked you that before, but it's fun to revisit.
Man, brother didn't take the last sip of that house.
I saw you liking that. I got me some raspberry.
So, Zal, you got? Raspberry. You got Matt, you got some stuff?
You guys took all my stories.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
We win.
We're out. We're out researching Bearded Brewer, or we're equally researching with the Bearded Brewer.
Or we all look at the same 5 Instagram posts.
Oh, I found something.
Hey, me too.
Don't do it, Louis. Don't do it.
Resist
it. There's a dog. A lot of dog action going on. Louis resisting. Good boy. What we got, Matt?
What?
You got any culture? More culture?
You guys talked about everything I wrote down.
We ruined
it. Wow. That's...
Way to go, Nick.
All right. I see that as a win.
I blame Nick.
We're all on the same page, so to speak, in our moleskins.
So to speak.
I don't have a moleskin.
Oh.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Oh,
the moleskin not here.
The moleskin, he not here. No. Nope, no. Nope.
Time for a song. Call me tonight and
leave me your voicemail. Or email.
Or email.
Paul's got to work on those edits.
Yeah, come on, Paul.
Or taking an Uber.
It's like when they raise the price on a QVC, but they don't want to change the video. You could have this for $79.95.
voicemails.
The
you
tweeters.
Can email us or call us 559-492-0542.
Tweet mail time.
And there's one dude that decided to email
one
us.
One dude.
Because he thinks he's better than everyone
who
else.
Who could that be?
He thinks he doesn't trust a voicemail.
I'm
line.
Surprised at who this could possibly be right now.
This is a total surprise to Matt. He doesn't know what's going to happen right
nope.
now. None of us do. Let's hope this person stayed within the 3 minute mark.
Orderly, the perfect four to you be here, sending you a quick little voicemail home. So a little quick. Disappointed.
We'll see.
Mikey.
What up, bro?
Really disappointed. I said, check it out.
What
did
I do? What did I do now?
We're going to have a little culinary conversation, eh? Culinary. Orderly, no pork beer cock, eh? We're going to talk food, Holmes. I'm a little disappointed, eh? I kind of feel like if I ever went out to dinner with you, Holmes, or out to lunch, you'd be like the guy ordering off the kids' menu. I said, like, everything that has no vegetables, no greens, yep. no onions. Vegetables. Onions, Holmes.
Onions are terrible.
What's your beef with onions? I said, onions are amazing.
Everybody
they're
puts
like,
onions
like
in
like the
every
perfect
fucking
food,
thing.
Eh? You chop them up, freshly chopped, eh? They're bitter.
Terrible.
They have peppery. They're kind of spicy, Holmes, depending if it's a red onion, if it's a yellow or a white onion, Holmes. But then you put them in a pan home with a little olive oil or a little bit of butter, Holmes, and you let them simmer for a little bit, get a little translucent, and they get sweet. The sugars come out. And if you let them cook a little bit longer with the higher heat, and you get a little burnt on them, man, they caramelize, and they're freaking amazing, I'm a little disappointed, I don't think you had enough Mexican in you, Holmes, so maybe the next time Chew Your Beer is in Fresno, Holmes, I'm going to just have to cook onions and pineapple for you, eh? Because
nice.
I'm disappointed, Mikey. I feel like I'm hanging out with my kid, eh? And you're the one ordering chicken nuggets and french fries all the time, eh? Come on, Mikey. Expand your palate, kind of like you do with your beer. I understand IPAs, but you taste, you know, some stouts and some porters, eh? And then, you know, you enjoy them. So I'm just saying, Holmes, give onions a chance. Give pineapple a chance. As a matter of fact, order yourself a pizza with sausage, pineapple, and red onions,
Damn, that sounds good.
This is Chew Your Beer with Culinary Talk on the Perfect Pour. I did watch, away. Peace out.
So, it's kind of the same thing, but I'd rather go meatball versus sausage on a pizza. Personal opinion.
Sausage.
Sausage. How about pineapple jalapeno sausage? And then you put that on a pineapple pizza.
Yeah. No, not the pineapple part.
Yes.
Yeah, pineapple.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. Pineapple is not good on pizza.
Cool. That means whenever I come over to your party, I'd be like, hey, Mike, yes, I picked up a couple of pizzas.
You and producer Becky.
He just good beard you.
You and producer Becky can have at it. You notice. Okay.
Okay.
More tan, more fucking pineapple dog. When you go to a pizza place that has a lunch buffet,
yes,
and they make the pizza pre-made there in the buffet part,
yes.
And they'll always make a pineapple thing,
yeah,
along with the pepperoni. What's always gone? The pepperoni. There's always pineapple just sitting there.
Well, that's because I didn't show up that day.
Shit.
I didn't go to that day. That's why.
And you're just like, dude, can you put out pepperoni, please. We've all got this. We're all just sitting there with this half pineapple pizza nobody wants.
I remember the days going to the Pizza Hut buffet on Blackstone and McKinley. It didn't matter what you wanted. You would see on that countertop that they'd have three pizzas ready to go, and you'd wait for the people to walk over the special pair of pliers to grab the pan and bring it. And you're just like sitting there chewing on your salad, just waiting. Just wait, and they drop it something. You're just fucking run over there.
If you're like me, you're like eyeing everybody. I was like, that guy's waiting too. If I can beat that guy.
Yeah.
Well, that guy wants a pepperoni. You
pass the crouton station three times, and then they drop a zucchini mushroom. You're just like, I got to power through this. It's fresh.
Damn.
I don't care.
Ouch.
Yes.
I remember those days.
It takes skill to be at a lunch buffet.
I got skills.
I got skills.
I got people skills.
I have people skills. We have got some voicemails, hopefully. Let's see.
I talk to the people so the engineers don't have to. I'm the people person. You don't understand.
We'll let this load up. Hey. Open that. I think I see an unopened beer.
Starting to sweat a little bit.
I was worried about this beer.
Starting to sweat. Sweating bullets.
Da-da-da. Gold.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
It's me again.
In my misfit.
This is a
life.
Looking out for beer, and Fontana Jim came through.
I just hope it doesn't smell like what it's called.
Pizza Port IPA.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
Can't get any of that.
It is filtered, I will tell you that.
Yes.
Oh man.
Give me some of that.
That is the clearest IPA I have seen in a long time.
Bring back the filter, wow. Yo.
That looks like a Pilsner.
Ooh, that is clear.
That's crazy.
That's crisp. Correct. It's clear. It's light.
I'm not used to clear things. Whoa.
Lieutenant Dan.
Whoa.
You got new legs. Matt's
messing with the studio light. It's like there's something weird about the aroma.
Did you use your key lime glass?
Like something bad.
No, I used the wrong glass.
Like fish.
Fish. Unagi. Do you have unagi?
They just used a lot of one hop that's like super earthy and grassy.
It's called the grass hop.
I mean...
Grasshopper.
The grassy high?
Oh. I just made it funny.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Does it say any hops in there?
Pacific... No. Yeah. The font on this is strange, so it looks like the last letter is a K, but it's an IC. Pacific Jade, Centennial, and Citra hops.
There you go. It's Centennial.
Pacific Jade.
It's a shit ton of Centennial, which is Old World Bitter Sierra Nevada IPA.
Dry West Coast style IPA. Cheers. Fontana Jim.
That's Centennial, man. Is that the cat piss? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting, huh?
Yeah. There's so many people who are just like, oh, it's just Centennial. And it's just like, it puts a taste in there that you can't get rid of.
Huh.
It stands out, but.
Yeah,
it's standing out. If you were at a concert at a stadium, this beer would be okay because you're just like, this bitterness is getting me through this Garth Brooks show or whatever you had to go to.
It's going to be okay because it smells like piss everywhere anyway.
Wow.
Piss beer.
Piss concert beer.
Did you guys get your Foo Fire tickets yet? Pre-sale today.
We're thinking about the Cal Jam.
Oh, yeah? A Cal Jam. Looks like a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Voicemails. Are you guys ready? We're ready. It's up. It's going. It's voicemail.
Guys!
Time.
Oh.
You hear me?
No. Speak up, please.
Scotty B!
You know, I forgot to leave a voicemail last week.
Yeah, you did.
There was a couple times during the week where I thought, you know, I can leave a voicemail about this or about that, but none of it really seemed important enough.
Uh-oh.
Even right now, I don't have anything so... life-changing.
Yeah, you do.
To share with you.
Yeah, you do.
No, really.
Yeah, you do.
The brewery. We were doing stuff today. We were taking panels down. Stuff is starting to happen.
Oh.
But nothing that's really going to make you go wowzers in your trousers. Nothing like that's been happening with me. Not really. But I want you guys to know I'm still thinking of you. Sorry I missed a week. I'm sure other people left voicemails, but I didn't last week. But that's about it. I really wish I had something great to say, something fun. But I really don't. I'm just doing my thing, just trying to make money. You know, all that crap.
Uber.
But anyway, just want you to know I'm thinking of you. And keep up great work. And I'm trying.
Scotty B. Do we want to do a Zach's Brewing Taproom report?
Let's do one.
Taproom update. Zach's Brewing.
Mm-hmm. It's the same.
And that's your taproom update for Zach's Brewing.
He's still in the cleanup stages, so he's just
cleaning the building.
Cleaning the building. Actually, they're getting a new roof. I guess that's the most exciting part.
A new roof.
So things are on hold until the roof is done. Because
gotta get that roof.
It's not on fire.
Yeah. And they're not raising it.
There will be no raising of it.
Nope.
There's your report for Zach.
President Barack Obama here. Can you hear me, guys? I'm driving.
I can't, President.
I want to tell you that you guys are what America's all about.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
doing great work and having fun. Keep up the great work, guys. And I'm driving.
Barack, are you really driving?
He doesn't have them fancy people to drive him around anymore.
Nope. That's good that Barack listens and he likes the Scotty B thing.
Maybe Barack does Uber now.
Oh, no. Hey. Ooh. Doing side hustle.
Pick it up a little.
Express side hustle.
Side hustle?
Is there your vehicle be an armored limo? All right, I'll try it out.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, what are your qualifications as an Uber driver? I was the president of the United States.
Nope.
That's all right, but you have any fast food experience? Looking for a little more.
Experience?
It shows.
Do you ever drive any celebrities around?
It shows that you didn't own a home for 8 years. That kind of sticks out in your background check. Is there a reason for that?
Kind of low.
Yeah, you didn't really drive.
You haven't paid for anything in 8 years.
That's kind of a gap that we have to look at.
He did that drive the driveway with Jerry Seinfeld and,
can we leave?
With coffee and comedians' cars.
He did.
God, I haven't watched
you
that.
You see,
in a
Jerry
while.
Seinfeld drove a big rig, an 18-wheeler.
No,
like randomly. That was pretty.
I know he drove Aziz Ansari's like tour bus.
Yeah,
it was a big old.
He was doing
home.
That, and then he backed the tour bus into like a tight spot in between two big rigs.
Yep.
And one of the big rig guy, the driver saw it was Jerry. He was like, "Hey, Jerry,
that's pretty good."
Jerry's like, "Oh, hey." He's like, "Hey, you want to check it out?" He's like, "Sure." And Jerry drove his fucking big rig out.
Nice.
It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
And he talked to all of his big rig friends.
Big rig.
How you doing?
Big rig wrecker.
You're on that tangent button.
I'm on it.
Come
bro.
On.
Bro.
Is that yours out there, the big rig Rick? Whoa.
Hey, guys.
Wait a minute.
Can you hear me?
Was that live?
I'm BevMo parking lot reporting.
Yes.
Yes.
As requested, I've come here. I'm sitting in the BevMo parking lot with my guitar.
Yes.
My dreams have come true.
I don't know how well this is going to come through. I've never called you guys on speakerphone here.
It's working.
But I want to let you know that I can honor all requests. It's just a lot of times I don't get around to it. You know, you've had a lot of ideas like, hey, a Clam Jam song or this and that or whatever. And they do pop into my head, but it's just, can I actually get around to it?
Well, I hope the Clam Jam pops into your head.
I wanted to talk today about when.
I wonder how that Clam Jam went.
Learning when not to order an IPA.
Oh,
I've had too many situations where I go to a place like
Lessons
Pizza
from
Place.
Paul.
You got a couple IPAs on tap, and I'm like, well, that's got to be fresh, right? It's on tap. And then I get it, and it's like, nope.
Nope.
Just because it's in a keg doesn't mean it hasn't been sitting there for a shit ton of time.
This is true.
So what I'm kind of learning is like, sussing the place out. Is it the type of place that people are likely to be ordering that particular beer on a regular basis? And are they going to be changing that keg out? So I recently went to a place the other night with some friends. They had a few various IPAs on tap that were kind of interesting to me, but I looked around at the clientele and the place, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to get a stale IPA, and I would rather drink a Pacifico than a stale IPA. And that's what I got. I got a Pacifico, and I have to say, I was very happy with my choice. It was a really hot evening, and that's exactly what I wanted.
Gotcha.
So I guess what I'm getting at here is learn your lessons, folks.
Yep.
Don't order a stale IPA if it's between that and a Pacifico, man, I'm telling you what, go Pacifico, because that beer is going to hold out a hell of a lot longer. All right, I think that's it for now. Keep up the good work, guys, and this has been another.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
Thank you, Paul.
Not only did we get an update, a parking lot report, but we got a live guitar.
What's this guy doing with this guitar?
Yeah, this isn't normal.
So here's my trick. Don't overdub his live performance.
Just, you know.
You're the guy right now. You're the guy where the band just finished the concert and you just put on their album.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
And I leave the concert and I go blasting the album.
Immediately
out
put on the album.
After that OU812 or Van Halen show, I'm just blasting OU812.
Oh yeah. Because you know you're gonna be sitting there waiting to leave the parking lot, so you gotta know let everybody know.
I didn't even go to the show.
You just paid to park?
Yep. And then I see people leaving. I'm like, yep, time to crank it.
Yeah.
Sucker in a three piece.
Yeah, great show. Sammy was on point.
Like, wow, that guy was at the show.
He was at the show. I could tell by the volume in his stereo.
I like Van Hagar, by the way. But we won't get into that.
Yeah. More tangenting.
So here's my tricks of the restaurant beer game. So if you have the time to kind of keep track of their tap list, if they have a rotating and they post new beers, or if you're able to see the taps and you can see when things rotate out, that's a pretty good guess. But Paul's right. If you walk into a place you haven't been or been to often, you could get an old IPA. And I say the last call method that you do before you go with the fail-safe, the Pacifico fail-safe, is ask them for a beer list. Because I know there's a few places I like in particular. They'll have printed lists. And when you go to order something, they're like, oh, actually, that's out. We just put on blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And so, or the list will be hand-crossed out and something will be filled in. And that's what I like, is they'll be like, oh, Luponic is crossed out, but we've tapped in Pizza Port Fish. And you're like, oh, I guess I'll just try that new beer. Because it was literally crossed off for something else. So that's what you should do before you go to the, I'll just get a Pacifico.
Right.
Or I'll just get a Lagunitas IPA. Or I'll just get a Pale Ale. Whatever your fail-safe is. But hopefully they have like a paper menu or something in there.
Mm-hmm. Popolo's, the waiters always have a little paper cheat sheet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I just basically make them give it to me.
Mm-hmm. You give me.
Like, give me your cheat sheet.
You just do the clamshell hand. You're like beer sheet.
And like, give it to me.
Pinchers.
Give it to me.
Yep.
I always get that. What Paul's worried about is I get the same thing where like,
yeah,
but that's been on for a while.
Yes,
I don't know about that. Now I'm starting. I was all excited about Jack's getting
the taps,
but now it's still the same beers.
Same
there.
Four taps.
So now I know those kegs are like at least 2 months old.
Hip thing.
Yeah, I'm like, and I had that same thing too at a Eureka Burger. You did the Just Outstanding. They have a Just Outstanding on tap like all the time
all
now.
All the time now.
And I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. I was like, is this the same keg you guys have had forever?
Yep.
Like, who's drinking this?
It's like,
beer?
Oh, but you want it so bad because you know it's going to be.
Is this how, like,
yeah.
I want to
if it's good, it's going to be great.
I think at Eureka Burger especially, you got to talk to the bartender. And not the waiters.
I think this one's been in the fridge too long.
Uh-oh.
You guys are avoiding a certain beer in there.
Yeah, it's been in there quite a while. It's just frozen, and it's been there long. There's in the back of the, if you put something right in the back of the fridge where the blower is, they might get frozen. And Adam Carolla's Endless Rant IPA.
Oh, yeah, that's old.
Is old and frozen. But it cost me $9.
Like, kind of like Adam Carolla himself.
Whoa!
Ooh.
Ooh! Shots, podcast shots fired.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in voicemails.
Hey, Perfect Pour. Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in.
Hey.
Evil Circle.
So, what have you guys heard or already talked about the Brewers Association coming out with the new logo?
Yeah.
that they want to put on bottles and taps about, as a symbol that their independent breweries haven't sold out yet. What's your guys' take on it? My opinion is guys that probably know about the symbol and what the logo actually means probably already know what's already sold out. And the noob probably doesn't really even care. They're just drinking beer to drink beer, and they aren't paying attention to what happens behind the scenes and what company owns what. Love to know what you guys think, and maybe you guys talked about it. Maybe you guys haven't. Maybe it's a little culture that was talked about early in the show. But keep up the good work, guys. Talk to you guys later.
Please rewind the show.
I think it's going to be a good thing. If this doesn't work, it might at least open the door to a better way of doing it. Like the whole organic labeling. Like, people will start to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. You kind of have to just like do... Kind of my point where I'm supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get the general idea behind it. I really like, and I think Evil Circle makes good points. But you have to do something. Like, Brewers Association need to do something, and this is something, and I think it's a good something. It's not perfect, but like you're saying, this could be like basically is what helps them figure out a better way in the future. Right now, this is like the best thing you could do. And in a perfect world, this thing would catch on.
Yeah.
And people would like be like, oh, crap, this Goose Island doesn't have... You would think Goose Island's a big brewer, right? Wouldn't mm-hmm. they have this symbol? They don't. That means, oh, they're not craft brewer. Okay. Like, that's hopefully what would happen with this whole thing. I don't know that it will or not, but we'll see. But at least the Brewers Association is doing something. I mean, something has to be done. It's like craft or big beer, especially AB InBev in particular, is blurred things so much that now they like I was saying before, places don't even bother to pull Ballast Point out of the craft beer section. They don't bother to pull Elysian or Tin Barrel out of it. It just stays in the craft beer door, and you got to do something.
Yeah.
To combat that.
Well, there's still, unfortunately, a draw, They'll catch your eye and you'll walk over to that section because of those beers.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is Moonraker Jungle Crush Pale we're having.
Wow.
Did you guys see the AB?
Didn't.
Nice. Nick, did you see it?
I did not.
This is from who?
Moonraker.
No, not Moon, but who donated this? Is that like a 007?
Moonraker! Like you're just feeling Randy.
This was donated to us by the Resident Alien Invasion.
Nice. It's a band. It's a local band. It's a local band.
He just happened to be like, I had some extra cans, hadn't been to town in a while, and I was like, well, are going to the podcast. He's like, yeah, it's cool.
That's the life, to have extra cans.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a local and want to donate beer to us, you can always drop them by the
and you Tioga's, have nice cans.
Tioga, yeah, you can drop them by the Tioga Beer Garden. Are you doing that local commercial? That
we don't want your only cans.
Doers.
No, there's some. There's like some local commercial that's chauvinistic.
Top Hand Media Fax Bus commercial.
Really, I haven't seen that one.
Seen that one. But I don't know what I was saying. Yes. You could drop off beers at the beer garden. Just tell them, just leave them for Matt. Say, hey, tell them these are from Matt, Perfect Pour, if you don't see the beer brewer.
This beer, to me, felt a touch over-carbed when I first tried it, but I'm warming up to it. But it's very bright, which could be also over-carbed or carbed a lot.
So, Matt, what's your ABV guess?
I'm going to say 5.2.
Wow.
That's what my gut came up with.
Nick.
I don't know how to process that. Fudge. I feel like 7 for some reason.
Hmm. Interesting. The correct answer without going over would be Matt, because it's 6.
Mm. Dang.
Straight 6%.
Straight 6.
My second guess would have been 6.2, so I'm glad I stuck with my first one.
Moonraker Jungle Crush Pale. Interesting beer.
Which is the last of their Crush series, which I was informed by beer nerds.
Nerds.
Beer nerds.
Nerds.
Hey, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
What's up?
Chino Yacht Club checking in from Morro Bay right now, currently.
Oh,
hey.
And I just got done at the Libertine.
Yeah, you did.
Yesterday. Pulled then on our way up.
Out of storage.
On Sunday, stopped by Firestone Barrel Works there in Buellton.
Ooh.
Buellton.
Had their new release, Generation 1. It was an unfiltered IPA, hazy brow.
Yeah.
It was like an enjoy buy. So not too bad, but pretty good. And then
it's frosting.
Checking around all the spots up here today. Coming back home in a couple days, so I'll still be up here. So go fuck yourself, guys.
All right.
Chino Yacht Club checking in from
yeah.
Morro Bay.
Enjoy
Rock.
It.
Collecting some Morro Bay barnacles.
Did you get a bottle
yacht.
Liquor yet, Chino?
Hopefully he parked his boat next to Zeppelin. That's a what's the by the power plant right there? What's the restaurant?
Oh, I didn't know there was a restaurant over
Giuseppe's?
There.
Not Giuseppe's. Oh. It's by the SBI in Morro Bay. Mm-hmm. It's at the end. It's not Ducky's. It's there's another well, anyways, closer to that restaurant before Libertine, in between there, there's a boat that's Zeppelin.
Oh, cool.
But
I didn't know
so
that.
Maybe Chino parked his yacht right
yeah.
there. Right there next to Zeppelin.
That'd be cool, bro. I like that Libertine in Morro Bay. Getting the seat right on the water. You can watch the fishing boat. There's a fishing boat that parks right there.
Nice.
And when we sat there, they had just gotten back and they're just doing all the cleaning of the boat.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, that was fascinating to just sit there and drink and watch them clean their boat.
Because you're not doing it.
Yeah, because I'm not doing it. Like, look at these guys work.
You felt like a city employee? You were watching somebody else do some work?
Oh!
Ooh, ouch. Wow.
I'm a fifth generation hole watcher. To watch your mouth.
Hey, that was you can't on, all get in the same on, hole.
Hey,
yeah, you can't go all get in the same hole.
About going into a beer bar.
Uh-oh.
Jeez, and then you got the guy that's serving beers, and then you get an asshole guy. Have you heard of our beers before, guy? Caught him up in Morro Bay at the Libertine and wasn't too thrilled about that. But, yeah, what do you think about the have you heard of our beers guy before? Kind of a dick face.
Dick
face.
Wow,
it
bye.
Is what it is.
Oh, that's it. Bye.
Again. Goodbye.
Oh, no. That's like being at Lowe's and just looking at him and go, I know more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't test me.
Yeah.
Why is it that, like, unless you're at a brewery, when you're at a, like, when you're at a, not that Libertine isn't a brewery,
right.
obviously, but, like, when you're at a place that serves food,
mm-hmm.
when you're at a food is, we serve food just like we serve beer. Like, there's nobody there that knows more than you. Shouldn't there be somebody there that knows more than you?
Yes, but here's the problem. And I think I don't know if he's talking about this guy in particular or not, but it's not, the guy should actually be employed by this restaurant. It should not be the regular who's sitting at the corner of the bar in the same spot who feels the need to tell you how great these guys' beers are. Like, it's one thing if you work for the company, but if you're just sitting there and you're going to start talking to me about how great these beers are, I don't need to hear it. Like, yes.
Wait, is he? So
yes, you come here all the time, guy.
Was
we
Chino
know.
Talking about that guy, or is
that's
he talking
what I was wondering?
Employee?
Is he talking about random?
I thought he was talking about like restaurant employee. Like, have you tried our beers?
Have you ever had that? Have you ever had an employee tell you how good the beers are?
No, I don't mind that.
But
it's usually
some random
it's
guy.
When they don't know. When I ask them
some
simple question, and they're like,
"Well, that's what I'm saying." The employees don't ever know. It's always some random guy sitting there at the bar who's telling you how great the beers are because he's there every day.
Right. I've had all these beers, man.
They're great. You should try them all.
I'll try the Berliner Weiss. I'll try all the other ones. They're freaking great. Last voicemail of the week comes from this person right here that's going to talk.
Hey, guys. Matt Tacoma.
What's up, Matt?
How's it going? Hope
you're doing good, well.
Thanks for the cheers last week. I need to call in. I listen every week.
No problem.
But here's the conundrum I came into.
Oh, I love conundrum.
And I want some suggestions. I'm open. I'm, you know, got a big holiday weekend.
We love suggestions. And I want to do a homebrew
batch. I currently have brewed a like a New World IPA with hops only from New Zealand and Australia. So I'm pretty excited about that. Of course, Nelson's pretty heavy in there. I'm going to put that in a keg on Friday. I guess that's today, right?
Good keg.
And yeah, then totally. I have a Russian Imperial Stout that I brewed back when I was Matt from Texas.
Damn.
That's pretty stout. So it's been sitting on the, you know, it's been sitting there for a while. I just blew through a wee heavy. And a, but the Russian Imperial Stout's about to go. And I got three taps. Mm-hmm. I have a Saison.
Boom.
I have a New World IPA.
Okay.
And I want to know, what should I replace the Russian Imperial Stout with? I'm open to suggestions. What compliments in the summer?
Uh-huh.
You got three choices on tap in your garage.
Okay.
A Saison. And like a really hoppy, delicious IPA.
Uh-huh.
I'm just open for suggestion, guys.
Okay.
Look forward to hearing from it. I look forward to brewing it. I'm going to go listen to this first thing Friday, you know, once you guys post it. And then go buy the ingredients or write a recipe and go buy the ingredients and brew it up this weekend. I look forward to it. Might even be able to send you some bottles.
Oh.
Still got to send you. Choose some bottles.
Oh.
But,
I would love that.
Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work.
So the answer is more Russian Imperial Stout.
Find another.
That's
Russian
the Imperial. Only answer.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Come on. For summer, you're hard fast on that.
You have three taps. Good Lord. What more do you need?
So he's got an IPA.
Uh-huh.
He's got a Saison.
Uh-huh. And you should just put more
Pilsner, hoppy
like the
Pilsner.
Beer is actually called more Russian Imperial Stout.
More stout.
More
a hoppy Russian Pilsner. Pilsner. I'm saying hoppy Pilsner.
No, no, no. You already got two light beers.
Yeah, it's summer. I don't need anything dark, bro.
Yeah, you do. Pool beers, man.
It feels like summer.
How are you gonna get in the pool with a light beer? I mean, seriously.
I do it all the time.
That's what's wrong with you.
Oh,
when you're smoking your pork belly.
She called me up.
Oh, that's happening.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
His voicemail is 559-492-0542. Call it. Yeah. Leave us them mails of voice.
So here it is. It's 6 in the morning. You're just pulling the pork belly off the smoker. You're getting ready for breakfast. What are you going to pair with this besides Russian Imperial Stout? Exactly. Silence. That's what I
damn
I
it. Thought. I want to come up with something. Couldn't do it. What's our active beers? Do we still have active beers?
Jungle Rush, I think.
Looking out for beers.
Yes. Oh, my gosh,
hope we're
yes.
all having a good time. We're having a good time here. Just hanging out, talking about craft beer. And
so speaking
it.
Of looking out for beers, the brother just opened
I
up.
I love gold.
A looking out for.
Did he?
He did.
Didn't know that was in there?
I had no idea
it's
this was
probably
in
been
there.
Sitting there too
yeah,
long.
It's been
from
sitting in there.
Excel Perro. Did I roll my R correctly? Finnish style sati. It's the bear bear.
Rawr.
Did you say ring bear or ring bearer?
I'm still unclear. Are you saying bear or bearer?
Yeah, ring bear.
Yeah, ring bear.
Who's this from?
XL.
No, but what's the brewer?
Oh, you look since I had you bottle.
It's got juniper berries in it, though.
Yeah, that's all right. Wait, which one was it? Dark beer. Okay, got it.
Bear Finnish style Sahati Saudi?
Just roll the label.
S-A-H-T-I.
Saudi. You're a Saudi.
Off-color brewing.
There you go.
Off-color, man. That's cool. A rye beer brewed with juniper berries. Did you see the ABV?
Did, but don't remember it.
Okay. Nick, did you see the ABV?
I did not.
It's single, right? Not double?
Yes.
Okay. My guess is 6.8.
Wow.
Wow. We're going right after it.
This is a good beer. This would be a good in between. It's not too light. It's not too dark. It's not too hoppy. It kind of breaks up the show, if you will.
5.9.
The actual retail price is 7%.
Damn it.
Ooh. I'll take the 0.2 difference. Yes.
It's not Peter bad. Brewer wins again.
Damn.
I don't know what I'm drinking.
I don't either.
I don't understand.
It's like an iced tea.
What's happening?
It does look like iced tea, honestly.
Spicy chai latte.
It is. It almost is like a spiced ale.
Yeah,
like a winter like warmer.
Winter warmer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Fireside chat.
It is.
There you go.
Kind of going on. Yeah.
Winter some beer.
Very winter.
It's a beer. Warmy beer.
Warmy.
It's warmy. Looking out for beer
with hints of warmy.
I'll begin. Stone Brewing.
What?
Uh-oh.
You're looking out for a stone beer?
I'm still looking out for that ghost whatever.
Ghost hammer.
Thing. Ghost hammer.
Ghost ride.
Still looking out for
Space
that.
Space ghost.
Stone Neapolitan Dynamite.
You son of a bitch.
Did I take it from you?
That's all right.
It's a collab with Abnormal Beer Company. It's a stout.
Sorry, my beer got a little excited. With
chocolate, vanilla, and strawberries. And coffee. So it's a Neapolitan.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Like me.
That's fun. Yeah. Just like you guys. Noble Ale Works.
Ooh.
This is a collab with Fieldwork.
Ooh. Holy.
I'll take two.
Punch out. Double IPA.
Mike Tyson's?
Yes.
It is
themed after Mike Tyson's Punch Out. The can.
It is.
It's like Punch Out.
Literally.
It's badass.
Wow.
And it's fucking Fieldwork and Noble Ale Works, damn it.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So there's the...
I think that might beat out the Pure Brewing and Abnormal
I
collab.
I think it does. The Pure and the Beechwood, even.
Yeah.
Damn it. Alesmith's the 394, the yes. Tony Gwynn beer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They came out with a double of it.
What?
A DIPA version of it.
Nice.
22-ounce bottles. So that's out there to look out for.
I'd like
for.
To try one of those.
Portland's Gigantic has a collab with Three Floyds called Axes of Evil. Axes, bro. Axes of Evil, 22-ounce bottle. It's an Imperial... what the fuck did I write? It's Imperial something pale. It's IEP. It's an IEP. You figure that out, because apparently I can't. 6%.
Yeah.
India extra pale?
No, that's not it. It's Imperial something, something. And also El Segundo did a collab with Highland Park.
Wow.
Brewing.
Lots of collabing.
LA West Coast Keller beer, an unfiltered 6% Keller. So there's something to look out for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nick,
the Helen Keller.
Nick, what are you looking out for that I haven't already stepped on?
Yeah, thanks for that. The 40 Ounces to Freedom is getting ready to be released.
Oh, it's finally getting out there.
A.L. Smith's tribute to Sublime for their 25th anniversary of the record by that name. I have a feeling we'll see the 12-ounce cans. I don't think we'll see the actual 40-ounce bottles, though.
Yeah, they were saying those are pickup only.
Yeah. So my plan is to buy a six-pack of the cans. And then buy an empty bottle off of eBay and fill the bottle and then post it on Instagram. So I look cool.
Look how cool I am.
Look how cool I am.
Wow, Nick got that beer. He's so
cool.
Yeah,
that's right. I did it. But willing to try it, you know. Mexican lager, I believe. Sounds good for the summer.
Summer beer.
Summer beers.
There you go. Maybe that's what Matt should have as third tap.
Mexican lager. Ooh. Nah, I still believe more Russian Imperial Stout is the answer.
What about a porter, Nick?
Russian Imperial Porter? That doesn't exist, Mikey. I'm sorry. And Westbrook's Three Claw Rye Pale Ale sounds mighty fine.
Looking out for it, Nick.
Oh, and still have not seen any Tahoe Deep from Knee Deep Brewing. What the fuck?
Me neither. Agree with this. Where's my, I've seen it on social media,
yes.
But not locally.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Did you say Revision?
No,
Knee Are they deep. Doing a Tahoe Deep?
Knee Deep.
Oh, sorry, Knee Deep.
Okay, Knee Deep. Did a Tahoe Deep.
Tahoe Deep.
It's a white can with
Keep
blue. Keep Tahoe blue.
Well, either
man.
Way, that's...
Stop those, making Tahoe green, man.
Yeah. Those are both Delta, Jerk. So just blame Randy.
Randy?
Come on, Randy.
God damn it, Randy.
Jeez.
Jesus.
Matt, what are you looking out for, man?
I'm surprised the brother didn't mention this beer. Oh,
okay.
Uh-oh. I'm looking out for Alvarado Street's newest canned beer, the DeLorean Dust.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes,
yes.
It literally says on the canning on the bottom, out of time.
Yep. Out of time. DeLorean
Dust.
Like, you did tag me
earlier in the week on that one.
Out of time.
That is a pretty badass can.
Doc, I think we're out of time.
Which, it's heavy, Doc.
Which I
can't, why is everything so heavy in the
what,
picture?
What was heavy? I can't understand the. I can.
I see what you get did it. There.
It. Whenever I see their video, I know they bought a canning line, but mm-hmm. It must not be up and running because every time that they post, there's a. It's still they're still using the can van, so which is okay. I love the can van because they go a lot of places, but it's I figured Alvarado would have their canning line up and running by now.
Maybe they just haven't broke up with the can van yet.
It's not you.
I'm hunting. Hard time breaking up with them. They're the first, you know.
So that's what I'm looking out for.
All right.
That is a cool label. Need that.
Which is a cool label?
The one Bearded Brewer's talking about.
Oh, okay.
There's a DeLorean on it.
You need to get that, man.
Also, if you want to know where the can van's at, just follow Jen. She is the can girl on Instagram.
The can girl?
And she will post several updates of where they're at because it's a traveling can van.
It's a lady.
So.
The can girl. Untapped or whatever your favorite beer app is to use, it's fine. We drink stuff during the week and occasionally remember to check them in on Untapped. Nick.
Hey, yo.
What have you been doing this week, man? What have you been drinking?
So I had an interesting situation.
Oh, situation beer.
Uh-huh.
Feel a situation beer coming on.
So it wasn't the situation where I had to choose between beers. I had to choose the beer that I thought nobody else would drink because I was at a family reunion over the weekend. And I had the choice of do I bring a beer everybody's going to love and risk losing all my beer? Or do I bring a beer that people will go, ooh, yeah, no, I think there's some Bud Lights over there.
Yeah, I'm not into this.
Yeah. So I picked up a 12-pack of Sierra Nevada cans and then a 4-pack of Maui Brewing's Coconut Porter. And that was a great success.
I was having a great time.
I had a good time. I did not lose too many beers. And it worked out just perfect.
There was an excessive amount of drinking your beers.
Yes. Not that I wasn't trying to be mean, but I just kind of knew it was going to happen. There's some moochers around there, show up to the party with a plastic bottle of vodka and
here's my contribution, and then start taking.
Hey, what beer do you got? So it worked out. Plus, I came home with some, beer I didn't mind drinking during the week.
Is that it, man?
Because of that. Had to strategize.
That's smart. That's smart beer geeking strategy. Coming up with a strategy. A week-long strategy of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the best way to go. Matt.
Yes.
Well, you've been caught drinking, Matt.
It's been a light week. I've just been shying away from buying new beer just because I'm trying to clear out the fridge. Get some stuff taken care of.
Right.
So I've been
do a cleansing.
Drinking my General Schwarz from Central Coast Brewing. They're a dark lager. I found a Devil's Triangle in the fridge, and it was a Nelson rye pale. It was hazy. Wasn't very Nelson-y. Wasn't that great, but I was like, fuck it. Got to get through this.
Fuck it, beer.
Yep. And then I had a Cervantes, which is the amber lager from Central Coast. Beautiful beer.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Amber beer. Lager?
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Enjoyed. I was at Whole Foods, and I always peruse the beer aisle, even if I don't plan on buying anything. And they had a Fat Tire on the single shelf. And I was like, I'm going to buy. Even though right next to it was a Fat Tire display, I was like, single bottle? I'm going to buy this.
Captain Save a Fat Tire.
Yep. I took it. Gave it a good home.
Nice.
Is what I say. Finished my Hop Maniac Crowler. That was the first one to go. I still have Sweet Bee and then their Hoppy Amber Ale. So I still have both those in the fridge. Then I had a bottle of XPA. So that was sitting around the fridge. Took care of that one. So it's been a light week, but.
Nice.
It was good.
Clear good week.
Yeah. That's what I. Been caught drinking.
Yeah, Mikey's still rooting around. Rooting what? Around.
Where did you
drawers.
Pull that? I looked for something like that in the fridge. Where did you hide that beer?
My personal collection.
Whoa. Is that Triton? Wow.
In my hands.
He's so angry he broke his headphones around.
Well, those weren't the ones I bought, so.
I'm beer angry. I'm bangry.
Bangry.
All right, guys. Ready for this?
Are you ready? Here, I thought we were done drinking for the podcast.
You thought we were, but we're not. We're so not.
I love gold!
New beer.
We went 7 cans before we got to a bottle. So we're not doing
this show was cantastic.
Oh, man. We had the one bottle, so it was ruined already.
It was.
This is Modern Times Tetra City Dank Tropical Double IPA, a $10 bottle of Modern Times.
Holy shit.
Not a $30
not
bottle?
Not a $30.
Nope. There is a $30 bottle of Modern Times at BevMo.
Yeah, which there was.
You can't blame BevMo. And actually, it's $32. You can't blame BevMo because apparently at the brewery, they're charging like $29 for this, $28. So if you check it's Mikey Topor Instagram feed.
Yes.
I was like, whoa, this is at the register display. It's a $30 bottle of beer for a bomber.
And how many did you get?
Yeah, got them all.
All right. Good job.
Damn it. They put Centennial in here.
This is a new Modern Times beer going around the table.
Citra, Simcoe, Centennial, and Cascade.
Like this was from Fig Tree. Beer local. I think I had this at Fig Tree.
Ooh.
Tetra CD. I don't even think I knew about this beer. I just saw it, and then I looked at the date, and it's only like a week and a half old or something like that, 2 weeks old.
Yeah, it's one of their newer 22-ounce releases.
6/6/2017.
Ooh, man.
So we are 20 days away from this bottling day. I mean, 23 days.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good beer, good clean beer. It's not hazy.
You still get that Centennial in there. That bitterness is because that's
Centennial.
It's balanced, but it's dominating still there.
Why do people use Centennial? Stop using Centennial.
They just probably cheap.
They just want that cheap lingering, ass. Lingering cheap bitterness. Ass. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
You had to let it linger.
Exactly. If it was a song,
if he had to, if
Centennial was a song.
If he had to let it,
it'd be the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Good beer though.
Cheese, God damn it!
Cheese, what happened?
Cheese, he's singing the Cranberries in his head now. He's to purge it with some crooked vultures.
Sing this in your head. It's the end of the show, and we'll give it out some cheese. Oh man, I forgot to do my Bincott drinkings, dude.
What?
Dude, bro, I forgot, what did you
Bincott, Mikey?
I was thinking, I was like, man, there's something I'm missing. Oh wait, I went to Pine and Palm.
Nice.
I finally went to Pine and Palm. Fontana Jim was coming through town.
Yeah.
And he's like, get it. Let's do it. Get it. I was like, man, I can't let Fontana Jim come through town and not get it. He's like, Pine and Palm, be there. It's like, all right, I got to do it. I got to figure it out. So, and Roger didn't even know. I just showed up. Roger's busy as hell, dude. It's Friday.
Oh,
he's the only guy in there, man.
He is.
And he was working it. And there's a tiny Pine and Palm. He's got a tiny space. And he's just having to work his ass off in there. So props to Roger, man. Working his ass off. Hung out with Fontana Jim. We ended up doing a bottle share.
Ooh, nice.
So there's like these two dudes. Like there's the guy that does Pine and Palm's tap handles was there.
Oh,
with a friend of his.
Okay.
And this friend had just been up the Russian River. And he had a bottle of Blind Pig.
No, he
gave it to Roger.
Oh, okay.
He's like, here, Roger. And we're like, oh, man, sure would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy leaves for a little bit. We're like, what's going on? He comes back. He has another. He went home, got a bottle of Blind Pig, brought it back.
Yeah.
Opened up that Blind Pig. It's tasting mighty sweet.
That was your last week's.
Yeah.
Wish, looking out for.
Yeah, Blind Pig. And look, it showed up.
It happened.
It showed up.
Accidental bottle.
Fontana Jim, he had some more beer. We had some Alvarado Street, the tall, dark, and handsome.
Damn, the oatmeal stout.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Pine and Palm beer, that resin.
Oh, the cryo resin?
Yeah, cryo resin. Yeah. Nice. That's a good beer. I got a crowler of that and brought it to Dorktown. It was a hit.
Ooh.
That cryo resin's a hit, but I bet that's like expensive stuff, huh?
That resin. No, that's supposed to be the economical. The,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was working. It was working, man.
The hop dust.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was more expensive.
It's per pound, it's more expensive, but it's also concentrated, so... Even though it's more expensive, you use less because it's concentrated.
All right.
There you go.
So it works out.
Did you see his new name for a beer?
I don't know. I don't think
it's a red IPA.
There was a red IPA.
So he named it the Kelly Ripa.
I didn't even pay attention.
Oh, man.
I think I saw red IPA and just didn't.
Oh, okay.
Just bowed out. I'm like,
yeah, I thought it was pretty clever.
I don't have anything to do with this. This isn't about me. That's a beer that's not about me. You know, some beers just aren't about me, and I just move on. And I don't get mad about it. I just like, Like, yeah, that's.
I'm not mad.
This is not for me. It's cool.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I was also drinking that Port Brewing the Spa Summer Pale Ale.
Nice.
That is very old, old meaning like 6 years ago IPA pale. It's very malty, straight malty pale. Like 6 years ago, this would have been the jam. But now it's like, wow, this is old tasting. But
like a clam jam?
Yeah. Oh, man. Who doesn't like a good clam jam? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Discretion Brewing Pebble Project. That was kind of interesting. And this one was interesting, too. This is the same dude that had gone up to Russian River. He also went to Sierra Nevada. And Sierra Nevada has crowlers.
Whoa.
You don't think of Sierra Nevada having crowlers, but they got him. And he brought back a crowler of something called Hot Bullet.
Ooh, nice.
And it's an IPA, and it's sort of brewery-only IPA. Oh, man, excellent beer. So good. And it didn't taste like Sierra. You know, not in a bad or good way. I'm not saying
not
like
their signature like profile.
It just wasn't that like Sierra backbone. As always.
It's unusual.
Yeah. So it was interesting. So get yourself a crowler. Go to Sierra and get yourself a crowler. So there. That was my Bencott. Sorry. Missed that. Now we're in cheers. We're cheersing people. cheers to Crafty by Nature BR. But wait. Not to diminish Crafty by Nature. We have a new Golden God.
Oh, wow.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's awesome.
Sean Chamberlain. Welcome to the Golden God community, sir. Big cheers to Sean. Sean Chamberlain is a new, brand new Golden God. The Golden Gods are the people that donate money to the show every month. You're like, what? People give this show money? They do. Via Patreon, the website Patreon that helps out artists of all sorts. Take donations from people, and we're on there. If you look, links in the show notes, links on perfectportpod.com, various places, where you can be a Golden God and donate money to the show. And Sean has joined that family. You get to hear the tailgate, get to see, hear stuff earlier than other people. And if you're not in the message board, you get jumped into the message board. So, thank you, Sean, for being a new Golden God.
Right on.
Just thank you, everybody that promotes the show, and it's very appreciated. It's the number one thing you could do is talk about the show with people that you think might be interested. So appreciate that. Appreciate all your listenership and all that stuff, man. Super awesome. Matt?
Yes.
Got some cheers?
Cheers out to Benj Clark and one of my new Untapped friends. So, hope we do many fun
many fun untaps together.
Yeah. Hope we cheers each other.
I cheers you.
And then also...
I choose you.
Cheers out to Stacy from Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers, because she's going to do a parabola vertical. She has 2012 to 2017.
Whoa!
Hello, best friend.
That is...
So, is she a listener? Does she want to come on the show?
Yeah.
That's an impressive lineup.
Is she looking for help?
Does she need
help? I have 15, 16, and 17, but I don't have anything older than that.
Wow. She'd like to come on the show next week.
Yeah.
So 2012 was number three.
Ooh.
So if you have 2010 to 2017, you're sitting pretty.
Impressive.
That's impressive. Please be my friend.
More cheers?
That's all I got.
All right. Nick.
He's scrolling. Cheers to Ants 13.
Yeah, Ants, bro.
He followed me on my personal Instagram. Libertine Brew followed me on Instagram.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
It's probably because I tagged you in that photo.
It was because of the hands picture. That is definitely true.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Mm-hmm. Rob Hossman, who is the previously mentioned horticulturalist for Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hmm. That guy has been on my social medias. He's pretty cool.
And cheers to Run Beer Life, running and beer guru. All
right.
Sort of. But lots of beer Instagram pictures. Very nice. I like.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening to Perfect Four. Yeah, you can find all of us individually. Mm-hmm. You can find Nick on social media at the Nick 80.
Yeah, yeah.
Find Matt at Bearded Brewer 87.
Yeah. Come find me.
And you can find me, Mikey Top Pour. And the show you can find at Perfect Pour Pod. Those are the things to find us.
Uh-huh.
So be safe. But have fun this week. We'll check back in next week. Who knows what freaking craft beer amazingness will happen.
That's right.
We'll come up with a label with a freaking label so freaking indie you won't even know what to do with it.
Damn.
Like, God, this is so indie. I can't even look at it. That's how indie
I can't even afford to look at it.
So... Yeah. Keep on plus, drinking. We got
major holiday.
Oh, yeah. 4th of July.
Holiday
beers. What will happen on 4th of July? Yes. Huh?
Will we be alive for the next podcast?
Yeah, we'll be alive. And will somebody have taken the beers we wanted to drink?
Damn it.
4th of July. Will somebody get into your ice chest?
Uh-huh.
So it's dark. Like, lots going on.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's going to be like, let me check out what's going on.
Grab that one beer.
Yep, and then you'll think it's there.
Crack it open, take one sip, and leave it on the counter.
There's one still in there, and it's gone.
And they'll take one sip and leave it on the counter.
Yeah, yes, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, great, like, you had my beer, and you enjoyed it, and you drank it. That's fine. But, yeah, they'll do, like, 2-3 sips, and it'll just be, like, this full beer that they left.
Left.
Jerks.
Find it tomorrow.
Don't be that guy. Be cool.
Be cool.
Alright. Perfect for the sunburns.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yes,
that
they are.
Sunburn magic.
They're burning as we speak.
Yes. America.